Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Have you ever had friends who are mean to you? Or maybe you're picked on at school? Jesus wants you to tell Him all about it. He wants to take you in His arms and shield you. You can find a place of solace or refuge or safety in Jesus. But you need to ask Him. Pray to Him and ask Him to be with you. Let's sing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Can you say the books of the Bible in one breath? I'm going to try it, and you can try it along with me. Are you ready? Take a big, deep breath, and then we're going to say it together. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. How'd you do? Were you able to do it? Oh, well, if you can't, that's okay. Just keep practicing. The more you know it, the easier it'll be and the faster you'll be able to go. Now, we don't want to just learn the books of the Bible just to say it really fast. We want to learn them so that we know how to find Bible verses. But if you can say something really fast correctly, that means that you know it. Hi, boys and girls. I'm back and we get to study some more about Jesus as he was standing before the Sanhedrin, the Council of the Jews, and Caiaphas had just said something that Jesus had to answer. We're going to find out what it was and how Jesus responded. But first, let's pause and bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to follow you. Help us to be truthful. Help us to do what you want us to do. Just like Jesus followed his Father's will, help us to follow your will too. In Jesus' name, amen. Here is Jesus standing before the Jewish council, and Caiaphas had just asked him a question. Let's find out what that was. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew Then we're going to go to chapter 26. Those are the big numbers. 26 is right towards the end of the book because there's only 28 chapters in the book of Matthew. We're in chapter 26. And then look for those little numbers. We need verse 63 and 64. Wow, those are big numbers, aren't they? 63, a 6 and a 3, and then 64. We're going to read those two verses. Let's see what it says.
But Jesus kept silent, and the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Why could Jesus not keep silent? It was because Caiaphas had asked him a question in the name of God. It was like an oath. Jesus had to answer, and so he did. As Jesus spoke, he looked right at Caiaphas, and for a moment, Caiaphas was terrified. He knew that some awful day he would stand before a judge, and that judge would be, guess who? Jesus. The roles would be switched. That night, Caiaphas was the judge, and Jesus was the one on trial. But one day, when Jesus came back, Caiaphas would be the one on trial, and Jesus would be the judge. For Caiaphas, it almost felt like it was happening right then. Caiaphas quickly tried to push away the terrible thoughts, but they would never leave him as long as he lived. So you know what he did? Sometimes when we know that we should be doing something, but we're not, sometimes we try to cover it up by doing something else or by creating a distraction. That's what Caiaphas did. He quickly tried to push away the terrible thoughts, but they weren't going to leave him. Pretending to be shocked that Jesus said that he was the Son of God, he did something that a high priest was never, ever to do. He tore his beautiful robe. There was a custom in the Jewish time where when somebody was very sad or shocked or appalled or just upset or angry, they would tear their robes. But there was a rule in Leviticus that God had said that the high priest was never, ever to tear their robes. The high priest's clothing represented holiness and purity, and there was never to be a tearing of that. Well, he did. And Jesus was sad. Oh, if only those proud priests and rulers had been willing to give him their stubborn hearts. Look at verse 65 and 66. Matthew chapter 26. Now we're going to read verse 65 and 66. Let's see what that says.
Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He is deserving of death.
The Sanhedrin was not allowed to judge people at night. We talked about that a little bit last time. So they had to meet again when it was daylight. In the meantime, Jesus was taken to a guard room where rough, cruel men hit him, mocked him, and made fun of him. You can see that that's what the Bible says in verse 67 and 68. Look at Matthew chapter 26. We're already there. Look a little further to verse 67 and 68.
And they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?
These rough, mean men were taking the words that Jesus had said and twisting them and mocking him and hurting him. But Jesus was innocent. He had done nothing wrong. Which do you think is worse, to be punished when you know you deserve it, or to be punished when you know you don't deserve it? Which one was happening to Jesus? Do you know? Which one? Was he being punished because he deserved it? Or was he being punished even though he did not deserve to be punished? There's many stories about people who are blamed for a crime that they didn't do. There was a man who was told that he had done something that he had never done, and they ended up putting him in jail for it. He was in jail for 25 years before the truth finally came out. There's other people who get blamed for things that they didn't do, and they have to go to jail sometimes. But you know what? That same thing happened to Jesus. He was blamed for something that he did not do. But how did Jesus respond? What was his way of responding to the mocking, to the meanness of the guards? How did he act? He forgave them. It made him sad, but he did not fight back. He did not blame others. He quietly took it. In Isaiah 53, it says, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Jesus was quiet. Is that an example for us? Have you ever been blamed for something that you didn't do? Maybe one of your siblings told your mom or dad or grandpa and grandma that you did something that you hadn't done. How does Jesus want us to respond in that situation? Did you know that Jesus can give you the calmness and the peace to react in a way that is appropriate, the way that he would act? Well, let's bow our heads and let's ask Jesus to help us to be like him today. Dear Lord, please help us to be like you. Even though you were blamed for something you did not do, you were quiet and you did not fight back. Help us to be the same. Help us to have your perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. We have our memory verse song, don't we? Let's go ahead and sing Psalms 86, verse 5.
Psalm 86, verse 5.
For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy unto all them that call upon you. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy unto all them that
Many children are anxious, depressed, and suicidal. They have trouble making sense of the chaos in their lives. Hi, I'm Rachel Nelson, a pediatrician and mother, and I want to introduce you to the Explore the Future Prophecy Seminar just for kids. This exciting seminar will introduce children to Jesus as the source of peace, happiness, and life. As children understand that Jesus knows the future, they will be filled with hope as they realize that despite the apparent chaos in this world, Jesus is still in charge, and most importantly, he is coming back very soon to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Watch this seminar for free on startingwithjesus.com and stay tuned for the updated seminar, which will be released May 2022. We must present real answers to children's questions if we're going to turn fear into confidence and depression into peace. Explore the future and experience Jesus. www.startingwithjesus.com.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.